Hachette Audio presents Talent, a novel written by Juliet Lapidos, read by Christine Vale. For Barry, the guardian of my solitude. We see each other in glances. Frederick Langley. Happy holidays. We met at the supermarket. I was waiting in line to buy the usual nutrient-free snacks, crackers, cookies, Pop-Tarts. She pulled up behind me with a cart full of staples, milk, eggs, canned tomatoes. As we neared the register, she unbuttoned her bright orange trench coat and searched its inside pocket. Whatever she expected to find there was missing. She frisked herself, patting her hips and torso with great urgency, until extreme measures deemed necessary, she removed her coat and shook it upside down. Nothing came out. "Just my luck," she muttered. "Everything all right?" I felt obligated to ask. Smiling apologetically, the woman said she had lost her wallet. Whether she had only herself to blame or a wily pickpocket in the crowded dairy aisle, she couldn't say. Her voice quivered, her eyes welled with tears. Would I loan her $50? She'd send me a check that very afternoon. Refusal would have made me seem hard-hearted in the minds of our fellow shoppers who had, I thought, overheard her little performance. Each morning thereafter, I opened my mailbox, anticipating her promised repayment. Each morning thereafter, I closed it in a huff. No one wants to feel cheated. I suppose that's why, on a cold winter day roughly 2 weeks after the incident at the supermarket, I followed my debtor home. New Harbor felt like a ghost town. The museums were closed. So were the banks on Main Street. Even the Dunkin' Donuts, which was always open, was shuttered. Only the Korean grocery had its lights on. The young woman who sold me a cup of coffee scowled at me when I requested cream and sugar. I wandered down to the train station and past the large parking lot on Grand Army Avenue, past the police headquarters, a monstrosity from the brutalist period with no windows at eye level, just yawning ribbed concrete, past the Elm Street connector, an abbreviated bit of highway that spat cars from the interstate directly into downtown, and in the process bisected the city, a giant gash across its torso. Rising beyond the connector was the New Harbor Coliseum, a 1970s arena that hosted second-rate hockey teams and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?